Educators at schools in two Northeast Louisiana parishes are looking to make changes following scrutiny for suspicious test scores. Richland and Madison Parish schools have seen test scores canceled for excessive wrong-to-right erasures. And as KEDM's John Hughes reports, administrators look for patterns of irregularity as the best way to benefit students who do not cheat.
Cheating on tests is nothing new, and reasons for doing it vary. A student desperate for a grade, or maybe a teacher feeling pressure to pass a percentage of pupils. The Richland and Madison school districts are required to investigate internally and report findings to the State Department of Education. Suspect scores were flagged at the state level. Scott Norton of the Louisiana Department of Education says the focus is on classrooms rather than districts.
We're looking for a pattern where there's, you know, seems to be more than just one or two in a given classroom.
Norton says cheating is a perennial problem.
There typically are, you know, at least some number of classes, a generally small number, that are found every year. And you might know that we test about almost 500,000 students a year. In a year, there might be anywhere from a few dozen to a few hundred individual students that are canceled because of erasure analysis.
In Richland Parish, there were irregularities with some scores in grades 6 through 8. In Madison, there were problems with 7th and 8th grade math scores, as well as with 8th grade English tests. One additional indicator of doubtful test scores has to do with the makeup of students. The University of Louisiana at Monroe's Dean of Arts and Sciences, Jeffrey Cass, says there can be in-class tip-offs.
If harder questions are gotten by, you know, bunches of students who probably shouldn't get those answers correct, then they sort of have an indication that there's something amiss.
Cheating can even happen in the same place twice. Madison School's interim superintendent, Donald Fraser, says his parish is not exempt from repeat offenses.
Has it happened again in the district before? Quite a few number of years ago.
Can you say which school and how long ago?
No, I don't really remember, but I know I've been told that it has happened before, but it was, you know, some years ago.
Change may be in the wind. On July the 19th, the Richland Parish School Board voted Sheldon Jones as superintendent. Jones was a ranking district official when the bogus scores were uncovered. He's worried about pupils' morale in light of the testing problems.
I'm very familiar with the students at Ravel Junior High. Many of them were on the campus of Ravel Elementary when I was assistant principal there. So I have personal relationships with the students at Ravel Junior High, and I look forward to building those students up in confidence and in ability to be able to perform well in school.
Sharon G. lives in the parish and has a high school-aged son. She says that Jones's election will help the district move past the testing scandal.
It will benefit children in the sense that when they're taking a test, the parents, the testing personnel, test, and all that with testing, they will know that once the tests are brought here to Richland Parish, once the children began testing, that the tests would be secured.
School performance scores suffer with each discounted test, receiving a zero for every bad test. Superintendent Jones is already taking steps to prevent cheating. He says he will secure testing materials at central office with limited access to them. For the Southern Education Desk, I'm John Hughes.